just want to listen, man. I love this song by ZZ Top. That's good stuff. All right, John. Thanks so much. 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Brad Baker is the administrator for Santa Rosa County. Brad, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always great to have you. Let's talk about a couple of things that are going on, and then I did not watch the budget meeting yesterday. 3.5 hours, I thought, I'll wait. but I will watch it. But a couple of things came up in the regular meeting, which was the actual regular meeting yesterday. It was not the committee meeting because people are out of town, I guess, and it's the 4th of July and all that for Thursday. What is going on with the East Milton Master Plan? Is this is still open for input, and maybe for people who don't know, what is this gonna involve?
So, what we're trying to do is plan out East Milton. We know the growth that's coming there. Hopefully, the state will move forward with the four laning of Highway 90 in the near future, and then we do have the interstate running through there. Already have a four lane. Have a lot of economic development coming to that area, so it's a way that we can kind of plan out what we think East Milton should look like. You know, everybody complains that we didn't plan out PACE and, you know, it was horribly designed and how the development happened. So we're trying to do that in East Milton. And we're engaging with the citizens now. We've already met with all the stakeholders, such as, you know, East Milton Water, FPL, things like that. And, now there's a public meeting next Monday evening out there at the East Milton Equine Center there. I can't remember exactly what it's called, off of Bobby Brown Road. A couple hours for the public to come and engage, see some of the plans, give their input on, give us their direction, what they would like to see in East Milton. And then we'll do all of that and report back to the board and get further direction on kind of how they want to push for growth in East Milton based on whether it's capacity that our partners have given us or direction that the citizens would like to see. So it's really trying to plan the future of East Milton, where we know where to focus, the infrastructure improvements, whether that's sewer, our plan is going in there. We already talked about capacity for the neighboring parcels. So really just trying to define what, the area is going to look like a decade from now.
Gotcha. And you and I have talked about this before, but you just made me think of it because your comment about the four laning of Highway 90, which you say soon. I mean, a decade if we're optimistic, right? It's probably not that soon. But it seems to me like the hospital facility or medical facility. I don't know if people are saying any more details on that, but I think that's more likely to be built before the highway is widened. I mean, unless you think I'm mistaken. If you think I'm mistaken, I'm glad to hear it. But
oh, no. No, I think you're 100%. When I say soon, meaning, let's have the discussion where we're actually considering it.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. I think it's a decade before we see a four lane. But we're doing everything we can to motivate the state through our legislative branches, through our partnerships, through our relationships with DOT. So we're doing everything we can to try to move it up.
Gotcha.
All of our board is on the TPO. So we're working everything you can. But 100%, I agree with you. The medical facilities, I think there is gaining some movement on that. I think they're just trying to find, what works best and what makes the most sense for the East Milton area. But that is a priority of our board. Multiple ones, including the district commissioner, has expressed that is a priority to get medical services to the east side of town.
Yeah, I mean, it's because there's no other way to get people in. If there's an emergency and it's rush hour, just there's no answer to this problem, and that's really not a good thing.
Hey, and there's no emergency center out there, but there's also no primary care.
So. Right. Right. And I mean, the kinds of things that you fix through better planning, or at least, when people realize there's a need. I didn't watch this meeting, but you had the big budget meeting yesterday, 3.5 hours-ish. I assume the board voted on a millage rate?
Yeah, so we kept the same millage rate. It will be it'll be laid out a little different because we did set a rate of 2.074 for the law enforcement MSTU. So when you trim notice, the total millage will be the same, 5.955, just 2.074 that will go to law enforcement. And that's only one component of law enforcement. That is the sworn LE. That's the one we we worked with the sheriff and felt like we could, you know, really track the best and show a clean division, because he's also responsible for all the jail personnel. He's responsible for court security, all the non-sworn LE, the dispatchers that work for him, the people who are processing civil warrants, et cetera. So about $35 million will go into that MSCU. His budget is still, I believe it's another $48 million that will be in the general fund. But it goes to that, what we are trying to get across is, let's be more transparent. Let's show the people where their taxes are being spent at, and, you know, what better way than the trim notice. You know, people aren't going to go look at our budget, or not many of them will.
Right.
And, but they'll look at their trim notice when it comes in, and then they'll be able to see, all right, this is going to the school board, this is going to the sheriff, this is going to the commissioners.
So. Okay, so about, what is it? My quick math says 3.881 for the non-law enforcement trim notice mill rate. Is that right? Something just under 4, right?
It'd be that in that 3.8 whatever range.
So, just question about that: why only pay for part of the sheriff through the law enforcement mill rate? Why not push it to the full $48 million and make it, you know, what, 2.5, 2.7, something like that? I'm just doing quick math in my head, so that really people can see the full cost of the sheriff and the jail on that line.
So the sheriff had expressed some concerns initially about that, and he had spoken with some of his colleagues. So we're trying to come up with a starting point that the sheriff was comfortable with, the board was comfortable with. The other thing is, we have to have a MOU or MOA with the two municipalities, the city of Milton and the city of Guthrie,
to buy
MSTU in their municipalities. So now we'll go into discussions and negotiations with them on what it'll look like. And being court and the jail serve the entire county, it made sense to leave them in there so we could apply that on the city of Guthrie's and the city of Milton if they chose not to do this.
Got it. And I remember that conversation with Sam Abel about how this seems like it's straightforward, but then when you start to involve the cities and the way their taxes are collected, that it becomes a very complicated question. So I thank you for reminding me about that. I had completely forgotten about that. Also, let's see. You announced this yesterday that the MSBU for the storm pond maintenance and subdivisions, the north was going to be 75 and the south was going to be 60. And that list is up on our Facebook page if you want to see it. Is that right?
Back. Flip that around.
Oh, 60 in the north, 75 in the south.
The north was lower.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
75. There are a few more ponds in the south. There's a few more wet ponds, so that bid came in a little higher.
Okay, got it. So 60 in the north, 75 in the south. For people who are just hearing about this, and, you know, they may not care much about $5 or $6 a month, but okay, what do they get? Like, what are they getting for that extra money?
So we try to get to all of our ponds about once every 2, sometimes 3 years. Some of those ponds we've not got to in a while. This will put somebody doing the mowing of those and inspection of those on a monthly basis. They'll have to mow 4 times, with 3 of it being during our peak growing season, which obviously is right now, spring through early fall. And then they have to do inspections and litter cleanup every month that they're not mowing. So,
wow.
Somebody will visit that site once a month, all 12 months for that.
Wow. I mean, for $5 or $6 a month, you get site and visitation and maintenance every month versus maybe once a year or two. I mean, that's like, wow, that's a major improvement in service quality. So outstanding. I don't pay the tax, but if I were, you know, one of those rare cases where as a homeowner, I'd be like, oh, I would take that deal. Hey, we had a quick bad storm in Navarre yesterday. We had one person was hit by lightning and also some construction debris was thrown into the Sound. Is that right?
Yeah, their storage container that they had some of their stuff in, pretty nasty sale come over to Navarre Beach, and the contractor that's doing our seawall stabilization project out there, his container, I think it was like a pods container, blew off there into the Sound, and they were working to retrieve that yesterday evening when they sent me the message on that. And then, of course, EMS did not transport that one that got struck. I believe they went POV to the still a little standalone ER there, so hopefully they'll be fine.
Any other damage in the area that you notice? Anything that you guys got called in to handle?
They got a couple of lightning strikes at structures, but I didn't hear of any
fires or anything.
I think the fire department was able to, no big fires or anything.
Okay. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, Brad, is the courthouse. I know you guys talked about this yesterday. It's, what, $100,000 a year to maintain the courthouse and keep it cool when necessary and heated when necessary. And you're looking for a solution to offload it, somebody develop it, something, please take it off our hands. But where are we at? Is that right?
Yeah, so the board of directors in January to hold off on putting that RFP out to see what kind of proposals we could get until the May-June timeline. So we're approaching ready to release it and took that action to the board, and they have decided they would like to wait till, say, the October timeline. Let's see if interest rates will come down, any teaser rates that might would get somebody interested in a big commercial development. And obviously we want to revitalize downtown Milton with that. We want either someone to come in and repurpose the courthouse, tear it down and build something better, whatever their proposal is. We want them to submit that and see what we can do to help revitalize downtown Milton.
Very good. Brad Baker, he is Santa Rosa County Administrator. Brad, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for keeping us informed, and I appreciate what you do. I know it's not always the easiest work, but, it is good work that you and your folks do, and you do have really some fantastic folks that work for you. Brad Baker, Santa Rosa County Administrator, we'll talk to you again soon, sir.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Take care.
Absolutely. 652 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are considering a real estate transaction, buying a second home or a vacation rental, a beach house, moving from the beach to the mainland, from Santa Rosa to Escambia, from Escambia to Santa Rosa, or just, up or down, it's life changes. You're getting family or, family's moving out. I mean, whatever. Everybody's got different things. Maybe you just want to change. I don't know. Call Christina Leavenworth and talk with her about it. And I really, really, I strongly recommend, before you make a decision, call her. Because what happens is a lot of times we think we get a realtor after we've decided.